Welcome to the Anti-Pattern Podcast, your ticket to the revolution in digital thread technologies. Please welcome, live from Mannheim, Germany, your hosts, Christian Mucheo and Michael Fenning.
Hi guys, and welcome again to the Anti-Pattern Podcast here from Mannheim. And today is our 13th episode. It's a Friday, the 13th, so to say. Oh, it's the 13th episode on a Friday. Does that count as a good or a bad sign?
Not sure.
Not sure. So some people are more or less into that, all of that, you know, stuff. But let's say it's lucky for us, right? Today what we wanted to do is, as it is kind of in the middle of holiday season in Germany, right? As it's the summer, as you see on Christian's shirt and my shirt, right? It's warm outside, it's sunny, and people are not working so much. Well, Germans usually work a lot, but at least for Europeans. But currently there's holiday season, and we said, okay, it makes sense to kind of review what did we do the last six and a half months when we started that company. And so from what I remember, we started in January. We had some talks before that, of course, right? We had to found the company. And then we started 24/7, so to say, 1st of January. And yeah, so my question to you would be, Christian, what is the first thing you remember from the last six and a half months?
Oh, let me see. So apart from the fact that we built up the office space in December, we started on January 2nd, I guess. It was
true. It's a holiday. Second. First one is a holiday, yeah.
The day before we launched the website.
Oh, yeah.
And no matter what, we had a lot to do, just organizing stuff, not developing at that time.
Yeah,
true. Moving in and getting to know the space here.
Yeah.
Is more or less the first thing.
Yeah, preparing everything. What I remember is setting up all the furniture and assemble all of the furniture together with you. We went to IKEA a couple of times.
Oh, yeah.
That was kind of fun, right? And then there was one of the suppliers for the furniture. It was an online store, right? That was actually pretty good stuff. And then we set up, I guess we have six office desks. And all the furniture for in maximum six people. I guess we could extend to eight people, right? Because we have two rooms here, right? So this was the first thing that happened, basically. And the launch of the website, true, is what you say. The website. Yeah, I remember the announcement in LinkedIn that that was really well received. We had a lot of attention in January.
Yeah. Right,
that was really really cool.
We never got this much clicks again afterwards.
True. Yeah,
true. Up to now.
Yeah, this was above 800,000 interactions in LinkedIn in the first day. Right, so this was pretty cool. And then we also started the podcast, basically also in January. Right?
Oh yeah, right.
First episode is it's my first podcast. It's Christian's second podcast, right? So he's the one with more experience in doing that.
A little bit, yeah.
And then I do remember in February, this is when we hired Thomas, our chief architect, the one that is basically currently developing the backend, right? That happened in February, and in February we also started setting up, building out the infrastructure, right?
Right, and this was, was the first step at all. Yeah. So before we started coding, in any case, we set up the CI/CD infrastructure.
Right.
So we made everything, cloud ready, so to say, from scratch.
Right.
And that's true. But soon after. 2 weeks, 1 or 2 weeks. Yep. We also started with the product itself, of course.
Conceptualizing what is it that we want to do, writing use cases. I remember that part.
Oh, yeah.
That's the funny thing if you develop software, right? Many of the use cases, if you talk about it for years, it's so obvious to you, right? And then still, if you discuss together, right, everybody has a little different viewpoint on it, right?
So a little bit different conceptualization and
So it's always helpful to bring it to paper or to a whiteboard. So this is something that we started with, of course, right? And then what came out of this was basically the meta model, right? Our ERP meta model.
Mm-hmm. Entity relationships properties.
Yeah, exactly. Not and also enterprise resource planning, right? That's something different. So that came out of it. And you started basically developing the front end.
Yeah, right. Yeah. As you said, Thomas started with the back end. I started with the front end, which was definitely a new experience for me. So I learned a lot about user experience at my former employer. Yeah. But I never developed a user interface. Mm-hmm. And therefore, it's definitely a totally new adventure for me.
Yep.
And luckily, we have all this AI around the software development right now. Yep. And I think 1 year ago, 2 years ago, at least, 3 years ago, we couldn't do that like we do it now, or yeah. I couldn't do that.
Or we would have to hire more people, right?
That's exactly, right. Exactly. So I know there is, much going on in LinkedIn discussions where people are complaining about vibe coding and it's all a ton of shit and so on. Mm-hmm. I said a word.
Never mind.
And the interesting thing is to see that the answers on these complaints are mostly that the guys who are complaining about the vibe coding and yeah. all the AI stuff within software development, they don't know the actual situation. They know the first steps of ChatGPT 2 years ago.
Right.
That has nothing to do with development tools like Cursor
yeah.
that we are using right now. In which you have a tight integration of AI,
yeah.
And it's really like, yes, it's true. You have to have an idea of the architecture you want to have. Mm-hmm. It's definitely helpful if you are able to write any or have experience in any object-oriented programming
yep.
language.
Yeah.
But then. You are able to just write use cases, user stories into this chat window.
Yep, yep.
And in, let's say, 60, 70, 80%, the outcome is amazing.
Yeah, and I saw it when you did it. And my understanding is actually, as long as you understand what comes back, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you have an understanding for code itself as well, right? Then it's definitely a really cool thing to use AI. Right?
Absolutely.
If you have no idea about it, right, then it's kind of, and I guess this is where vibe coding comes from, right?
Mm.
If people kind of understand what comes back, right, but not really, right,
yeah.
then it creates a lot of problems because I guess the interfaces and, how things work together, it's not really defined and not really under control.
Right? Yeah, yeah.
So that is potentially a problem, yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. yeah.
So how I use Cursor is as a textual coding machine write code faster than I could do. It's pretty clear to us what we want to have out of of Cursor.
And my understanding is actually, my feeling is that what we do on the front end development, it's actually easier to use Cursor and AI there mm-hmm. because front end for what we do is not so specific to us, right?
Yeah, it's a modern web application.
It's a modern web application, right? We are not so different to a CRM system in that regard, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. We are more specific, more special in the backend, I feel like, right? Because a lot of stuff that we are implementing on the backend side is specific to the digital thread.
So Thomas is using no or much less AI than I do.
Yeah. And that, I guess, is a good reason. This serves as a reason why you use more mm-hmm. AI support than Thomas does. Yeah. Right. So this is from the technology perspective. So what is it that we started with, right? How is it going? Then that was, I would say, the one of the really cool things that happened in April and May, right? The ProStep Ivan.
Oh, yeah, in May. Beginning of May.
Beginning of May. March. Usually it's in April, right? But mm-hmm. beginning of May in Berlin when we won the Startup Pitch Award.
Yeah, that was also great publicity for us.
It was really good. Really good. We had a lot of discussions and we talked to many people there and afterwards, right? Mm-hmm. Because this is kind of true attention to what we are doing here, right? So this was cool. I remember my pitch. I remember the party afterwards, right? Mm-hmm. In the evening, I felt a little weird there, so to say, because it's close to the Alexanderplatz in Berlin, and we were very close to the pedestrians walking by, and we had a DJ, and so it was. It felt a little weird in Berlin, to be honest, but it was still nice, right? And people were very chatty and wanted to know what we are doing.
So
that was the pitch award. Mm-hmm. And then what I worked on a lot, right, and I reached out to many investors already with it, is the pitch deck. Right? Mm-hmm. I have a short and a long version of a pitch deck. And so I try to describe what is the strategy that we are following here, right? What is it that we're working on? What resources are we planning to hire, use, right, in the next couple of years, right? And that is going on, right? Mm-hmm. So whenever someone calls me, I can always, you know, drag a pitch deck from my disk and explain what is it that Elevating Patterns is doing.
Yeah. Right. And in the meantime, we had also some good news. So there were already customers approaching us. More in the consulting project area, so to say. But yeah, very reasonable and a good possibility for us to co-finance the development.
Yeah, and this is actually what we said right from the beginning, right? We have a certain amount of money that we invested as founders, right? And that we use to basically finance the development, mm-hmm. right? And then we want to do some revenue on top in terms of consulting, right? From consulting projects that help to co-finance our development effort, right? And that worked out in the beginning of a year. It's still, you know, we still have some consulting projects ongoing, right? And hopefully there are more to come, right? Mm-hmm. That help us to, first of all, finance the development itself, but secondly, also to learn from additional things, right? What is it exactly in, you know, different use cases that people are looking for to enhance basically the standard software that they were developing here, right?
Yep.
Right.
And then I remember it was beginning of June or something around that you had many calls. So
I still have.
And you still have. Yeah, it began in June. So what are they about?
So I never worked in sales. So to be honest, I guess I worked everywhere except for sales. Mm-hmm. I was supporting marketing organizations, right? Usually providing content for, you know, use cases. What is it that we're working on for technology, right? I worked in consulting. I worked mm-hmm. close to development teams and basically within development teams already, mm-hmm. right? And I also, of course, did management a lot, right? But sales, never really, right? So something that I'm currently learning, yeah? You're learning front-end development, I'm learning sales. So this is good news. And I had a lot of calls already. So what I usually do is I schedule a call for 30, 60 minutes max, right? Show what is the vision of the company? What is it that we're doing? I show those little teaser videos that you guys already provided, right? From the development team. And then I say, okay, in August, we will have the first release, better release of our platform. And then we can schedule longer demos, right? Of what is it that, you know, the platform is supporting, what is the functionality of it.
Mm. Right? Have you been successful selling?
Yeah. Yeah. I already sold to potential partners, and I already sold to potential end customers, workshops, POCs in some regard, right? And then once we have the beta release ready, I assume we will have bigger POCs then, right? Mm. Using the platform, right? So this is ongoing, and I would call them first conceptual workshops, right? So you can always say consulting for something, right? For anything that is related mm-hmm. to PLM, and then you can say, oh, what are consulting, you know, conceptual workshops where you can see what are potential data models that support our process, what is the process that we want to use, right? And is your platform potentially suitable for what we do? Right? Yeah. So also this is something that we mm-hmm. that you already did this year. Right.
Cool.
And then talking about people and talking to people.
Yeah.
Recruiting.
Recruiting is also a very important topic for us. And as Michael also already mentioned, we have a limited budget right now, but we have already people who would like to work for us. And
people that we would like to hire if we have the funding for them.
So we have a match, so to say.
Yeah.
And as soon as, let's say some funding, some more funding is coming, for example, from research projects or so, then we would really like to get more people. And especially I'm thinking of one guy that we want to have to support the back-end development.
And that is basically our strategy. As long as we do not have an investor, all we do, all money that we earn is directly flowing to the product, right? So as long as we don't have an investor, the only persons that we are hiring are product people, development people, right? Or use case product managers maybe that, you know, support a use case and explain what is it that the customers are requiring, right? But that is really important. To already have people lined up, right? And talking about research projects, that's maybe also interesting for you guys to hear. So we already applied for a couple of them, right? We already had some funding beginning of the year, some subsidies coming in, right? This is something that is necessary in Germany because here's not the best place to be if you want a venture capital, acquire venture capital, right? The US is 10 times better than Europe and Germany. So we need some subsidies, we need some public funding, right? Mm-hmm. And from a topic perspective, a lot of that stuff has to do with AI, right? We're not per se an AI company, right? But we want to prepare in knowledge graphs, right? Data coming from legacy systems and then, you know, feed AI systems with it, right? As we already talked about. So this is one of those projects that we said, and the other one is more related to hardware and performance optimization, right? Mm-hmm. As we said, performance is really, really critical for what we are doing here. So this is also something lined up, and I would say in the next couple of weeks we will have more information of what is actually coming, right?
Yep.
What is it that we can actually realize?
Yeah. So we had a couple of delays now because of the new government here in Germany, which was not in our favor. For budgets for research projects, for example.
Yeah, took way longer than usual, right? Yeah, but let's see. And then, as I already said, beta release in August, right?
So we are working heavily on this beta release. And therefore, yes, of course, the meta model grew, the backend grew.
Yeah.
And as last feature we implemented was the versioning feature.
Right.
So having a history and more, having versions will be part of our meta model.
Will be deep within the core of the platform.
Yeah, exactly. And this is basically it.
Yeah, and I talked to
some features will follow.
Yeah, I talked to a prospect in the morning about that. And so in very high level terms, what is it that the beta release is about? Is the platform release, right? We don't have domain-specific data models yet in it,
right?
We have the meta model, we have the functionality around it for lifecycle management, basically. Right? Mm-hmm. And this is what's coming up in August. And then starting from August, we will then be able to build custom-specific data models, maybe then potentially leading to standard apps. Right.
Mm-hmm.
This is what we can then do with the platform, right? Because we want to use the platform in projects to enhance what we are doing here, right? It's not hard coded. It's something that is done within the platform, right?
Yeah.
And that helps us to drive those
projects. Everything we have right now is all about low code, or better on no code at the moment.
Yeah.
And I think it will be. Will be interesting to see what we have on the TDSE,
the Day of Systems Engineering.
Day of Systems Engineering, yeah. It's the national symposium of the local INCOSI chapter, so to say.
Yeah, which is funny enough, it's not happening in Germany, but in Austria this time.
Yeah, correct. Yeah, but the Austrians don't have their own chapter, so. We are in Salzburg, and this is the first time we will show our platform publicly. Therefore, of course, on the TDSE, which is around MBSE, we will try for ourselves what does it mean to model an most likely an RFLP approach with our platform.
Right.
How easy is it? How well is the integration afterwards into different directions, other tools, and so on? And people can experience that.
Yeah, true. And what is it that we have to do till then, right? So first of all, we kind of made the TDSE be our goal this year. We want to achieve a functional digital thread platform and show it at that event, right? This is what we're working towards, right? We picked that right from the beginning, I guess, when we talked about it in I guess, February. Mm-hmm. We said TDSE is the event to go, right?
Yeah.
It's one of the most well-known events for our market, basically. And the other thing is what I have to do is something I never did before, set up a booth.
And then, oh, yeah.
Buy stuff, you know, maybe some merchandise, not too much. As I said, the budget flows to the product, but, you know, set up a booth, have all of that, let's see what we use here, roll-ups or whatever it will be, right? Prepare a professional demo, right? It's also something that we have to work on till October. And this is going to be the next couple of weeks, right? Working on the product, doing some consulting here and there to make some money, right? And then get everything ready for that event, right? And then we will see where we stand towards the end of the year, right? And then we will see, has all of that effort, and we, both of us, and then also Thomas, we put a lot of effort into elevating patterns, right? Mm-hmm. So has it been successful, right? This is something we can say in November, or maybe December, let's see, right? End of the year.
Yeah.
And then we draw a line and say, does it make sense, right? What we built here? And to me, it looks very promising, what we did.
Absolutely, yeah.
And we're not regretting it, so to say.
No, no, definitely not.
Yeah, really good. So that has been a little review, right? I hope some of you guys are listening in and not spending too much time on the beach.
Or listening in lying on the beach.
That's actually an option, right? Then you don't have to see us here sweating in our offices. Right, and then that brings us to the end of the podcast. Thank you very much for listening in. Like, subscribe, comment, if you will. And I'll talk to you next time.
See ya.
Take care. Bye-bye.